Hello.
This hello is the Rich Eisen Show.
You saying this to me, is it supposed to like bring fear to me or something?
Come on.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Picked off at the goal line, the seventh round pick, Jalen Watson.
Watson, yes.
That boy is good.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, legendary TV executive Dick Ebersol, plus from NCIS Los Angeles, actor Gerald McCraney. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, here in Los Angeles, California, home of Big Ten football. And also, you know, two NFL teams and so much going on. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the Los Angeles Lakers, you know. So much to talk about on this program. Baseball winding down, basketball winding up, Kyrie putting crazy ass stuff on his Instagram page. We've got so much to discuss over the next 3 hours of this program right here on the Roku channel. Wrapping up our first week on the Roku channel, which for those who are listening on Odyssey and for those who are listening on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network coast to coast, it's free on all Roku devices. It is free on all Amazon Fire TVs. It is free on Samsung Smart TVs. It is free on the Roku app, which you can get and place on any mobile device your heart desires. The RokuChannel.com is the way for anybody to go ahead and check us out. My dear wife, Susie Schuster, who's fitting in. She hates that, by the way, with a passion.
I know, she told us.
She'll tell you this Tuesday when she's sitting in.
She's told us.
She will be here on this program on Tuesday, scheduled to appear with her all 3 hours, along with you, is Marshall Falk in studio with her to talk about not one but two Monday Night Football games, as I got to tap out to hang out with my new friends at Roku.
So just two Hall of Famers you're bringing in to replace you.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
well, that's most right. of Tuesday.
That's right. Most but at any rate, she went to you know, the main Roku page yesterday looking for the show, and I'm like, no, the RokuChannel.com. So even in my own household, there might be a little bit of confusion.
Yeah.
So everybody, the RokuChannel.com, if you want to watch on desktop, and guess what? It's free on every one of those platforms, and we're thrilled about that. We've got four guests on today's program. We have got a celebrity guest of note, because I've been a big fan of this man's work ever since I started watching him on Simon and Simon prior to Major Dad. We're big Deadwood fans here. He played the prospector, the evil, crazy prospector in the head, George Hurst. Longmire fans know him. House of Cards fans know him. And he's now on NCIS Los Angeles. Gerald McCraney will be in studio in hour number three. And then prior to him, a legend in this here business of show. And
absolutely,
certainly on sports television. He's got a new book out, From Saturday Night to Sunday Night, because Saturday Night Live was his bailiwick for a long time at NBC. And then he moved to NBC Sports. And Sunday Night Football was his baby. The brilliant Dick Ebersol with his new book. He'll be here in the middle of the program. Top of hour number two is Myles Garrett. So the Cleveland Browns Defensive Player of the Year candidate, Myles Garrett, grown-ass man about to play football on top of a huge-ass elf in the middle of the stadium in Cleveland, which is what we've been talking about all week long.
Are we trying to smooth things over now with them?
We asked, hey, we'd love to chat with Myles Garrett. Browns are like, sure. And he's kind enough to say, okay. Because I imagine he has a choice to say yes or no about where he'll appear.
I would assume so, yeah.
And the Browns trying to go to 2-0 against the Jets in their home opener after beating his former teammate in Baker Mayfield in week number one. And first up, in about 16 minutes' time, is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. His name is Jalen Hurts. He's one of our favorites on this show. We spoke to him when he was just a mere Oklahoma pup, fresh off of transferring to from Alabama, getting ready to be drafted in the NFL. And who knew, certainly not when we hung up pre-draft of that spring, that he'd be a second-round draft choice to the Philadelphia Eagles. And in week number two, that kicked off last night with a battle for a division lead between two 1-0 teams. We've got two division leaders after winning their first games of the season.
between the Eagles and Vikings that's going to wrap up this week. And we spoke to Dalvin Cook yesterday. We're fair and balanced. Jalen Hurts will be joining us on this program. That's how we're rolling. Chris Brockman, good to see you.
What's up, Rich?
Over there.
Let's do it, baby.
We introduced to the Roku channel audience Jason Feller, Jay Felly, who has been with this program many a year. He is the audio executive when Mike Del Tufo decides not to work. and Jason is on.
Everything ready?
There he is. He's got the drops ready. He's all ready.
He's listening. He's paying attention to the show.
He watches when he's
not here.
That's right. He watches when he's not here. Yeah. And then, Jason, unfortunately for you, when you come here and we don't know you're coming here, we get the reaction of, why are you here? And that was yesterday as well when he came into.
Why are you here?
That's usually from you, though.
Like, what are you doing here? And TJ Jefferson, light the candle, sir. Excellent. Social media grandmaster of the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you,
Rich,
sir.
Rich, the thing about us on the Roku channel is we are always on. We're always on. You can't miss this.
Yeah, because in case you miss anything on this program over the next 3 hours, here on Channel 210 of the Roku channel, we re-air nonstop. We wheel, as they said in the old Sports Center business. When I used to wheel with me and Stuart Scott, we did a 2 a.m. Sports Center. It would wheel throughout the next morning, but right up until 1 o'clock Eastern, and then programming would begin otherwise. Your point is that as soon as this show is over, then it wheels again for 3 hours, 7 times until we're back live again. Yeah. And we're thrilled about our partnership with the Roku channel for that and so many other things here on the program. So let's get to it. The Thursday night football game, highly entertaining contest, always is when the Chargers and Chiefs play one another. There's a few things that that have been happening in recent days when the Chargers and Chiefs play one another. Certainly in Arrowhead is Mike Williams goes off. Mike Williams loves to play for the Chargers in Arrowhead Stadium. And sure enough, the Chargers showed for a good, what would you say, half and a bit.
They dominated the first half.
First half and then a bit in the second half. They showed how good this team can be, how complete this team can be, how they can chase you down on defense with Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. And Derwin James can lower the boom by playing anywhere on the field. And then Justin Herbert can stand in the pocket and wing it around. And Austin Eckler can do his thing. I found it fascinating. I did not know this in the Amazon Prime Video broadcast last night with Al and Kirk Herbstreit. It was a terrific listen. I did not know that Austin Eckler was Mr. Under the Lights, that he had 9 touchdowns in primetime games last year, which is almost a record for a single season touchdown making under primetime lights. Austin Eckler and then the rest of that offense, even without Keenan Allen, was putting it down. And the halftime, Richard Sherman of Prime Video was saying they missed Tyreek Hill and the Chargers are not concerned about this Chiefs offense. It only took one half of football to flip the narrative that we had laid out there for everybody, and rightfully so. When the Chiefs offense had 66 plays in Arizona and had 33 first downs, and well, you know, the Chiefs offense is going to be all right without Tyreek Hill. And then one half of football against a much more stout defense with the Chargers, and suddenly the idea that they don't have Tyreek Hill anymore is going to be a problem for the Chiefs. And that will happen more often than not. Certainly when Mahomes is being chased down, certainly when Mahomes is making mistakes. And unfortunately for the Chargers, the mistakes that Mahomes was making got wiped out due to penalty. One on an offsetting penalty in the third quarter, another one in the second quarter, which we'll get to in a second, where it was a dreadful call on the Chargers when it was really Marquez Valdes-Scantling who shoved Bryce Callahan over. That negated an interception. But Mahomes and the Chiefs kept on keeping on. And the Chiefs have shown that if you do hit them in the mouth at home, they can still beat you. And if you don't play defense in your own home, they'll boat race you. So the Chiefs are now 2-0, having won games two completely different ways. A boat race offensive juggernaut where the Chiefs are rolling and you can't stop them when they roll. That's what happened in Arizona. And then they come home. And the Chargers, a division opponent, goes up 17-7 on them.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs still, with some breaks that they got, an interception by Asante Samuel Jr. That wasn't an interception. I'm going to stake a claim that that was a proper overturn. We'll discuss that in a second, if you don't mind. But I'll just say it right here. The Chiefs got some breaks, and then they made the most of the breaks. Justin Watson going up top on a deep ball, a beautiful deep throw that Mahomes threw, stepping up in the pocket to avoid the rush. And there was your deep ball. It's not named Tyreek Hill. I don't know what you call Justin Watson, what animal it is. It's not a cheetah. I don't know what it is. We'll have to come up with the
zebra? Can we get that going?
I don't know. Well, the zebra's definitely, you know, the zebras were there last night.
That's true.
But I don't know what you call Justin Watson, but you had that. And then how about this? The Chiefs come up with the play of the game, and it's a seventh-round rookie getting the start because their first-round rookie is out with a hamstring injury, a kid from Ventura College here in Los Angeles, California, who had to make his way through college after flunking out of USC and making his way into the seventh round, Jalen Watson. A 99-yard pick six because Gerald Everett, who was trying to tap out of the game with an injured ankle and also maybe just a little bit out of gas.
He was spent.
And he and Justin Herbert go off the same page, and Watson steps in and takes it the route. And then later on, when Herbert's trying to come back, he gets planted into the ground. It looked like maybe he had the wind knocked out of him because he comes back in the game after holding his ribs. And guess what? It's more than just getting his wind knocked out of him. And even with that injury, Herbert throws a touchdown pass. I mean, it was a remarkable performance by Justin Herbert. And you saw two 20 kids, 27 and younger, who are going to go against each other twice a year doing amazing things. Mahomes sticking in there and Herbert trying to stick in there and trying to come back after the Chargers were the team in the end of the night who made too many mistakes and didn't get the breaks. And the AFC West proves in front of all of us just how deep it is and how it's just going to be one haymaker after another. And if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I'm sitting there saying, keep swinging. Keep swinging, AFC West. You keep swinging. You keep knocking Justin Herbert out maybe for not just more than a play. We'll see what happens with his ribs. If it's cartilage, look out. You have Justin Herbert play with a flak jacket for a couple of months, if not the rest of the year. You go for it. And you knock Mahomes off his game and try and knock him off. Oh, yeah, and you know what? Vegas, you lose when you have a chance to maybe win because Carr throws too many interceptions. He's not protected enough in Los Angeles. Keep hitting each other. Keep knocking each other off. While we'll sit here atop the AFC East, a much less, one would think, deeply competitive division. Sounds great to me. You keep knocking each other off. You do that.
Just beat each other
off. Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Put another quarterback on his ass and in a flak jacket. That would be great. That's what I'm sitting there thinking about. That's what I come away with. Great entertaining game, two dynamic quarterbacks, and the Chiefs have now won two games in different ways. One way where you thought they're going to lose this year because, hey, the defense is not afraid of somebody beating you deep. You hang in there long enough, get the breaks. Then you go up top. Then you come up with a pick six from a young kid because the Chargers are going fast and the tight end's trying to tap out. And then the Chiefs defense can smell it. They don't cross. The defenders stay put. Everett goes out. Herbert thinks he's going in. And the seventh round rookie's like, I got this.
That should have been
the
pick
eight. I did my film study. Pick six, touchdown, ball game. Certainly when Herbert is hurt. And you'll keep an eye on that today, Chris. I don't know if that information back here in Los Angeles from whatever x-ray machine or MRI tube is going to be coming our way before the end of this show. But there's some bated breath. At least the Chargers have the next week and a half off before their next game after this Thursday night loss. The Chargers are going to be playing Jacksonville at home. And then Houston. And then Cleveland. Those two are on the road. You know, and hopefully his breath, he can get it under him before Denver strolls into town for another AFC West tilt. And in case Herbert can't go, I'm going to provide this public service for everybody in sports television, and certainly on Twitter. It's Chase Daniel.
Not plural.
Not Daniels. Chase Daniel. Like two first names.
Right.
Okay.
Like Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel. Josh right. McDaniel. And the problem is there's a McDaniels.
Right.
Also is a coach. It's Chase Daniel. Guy's been collecting millions of dollars, holding a clipboard and wearing a headset and coming in last night as my good friend who didn't wear a belt that one time at the final at the Sweet 16, Roger Sherman of The Ringer. He tweeted out like, God bless him, $2 million a year, comes in for one handoff, and Kirk Herbstreit talks about what a gamer he is.
Yeah, veteran leadership.
What a veteran leadership. Yeah, then he runs off.
Yeah,
that guy's living the dream, man.
Daniel, in case he plays significant football, it's not Chase Daniels, Chase Daniel. Okay, public service message. RES Consulting. That's what we do here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation today. Chris Brockman, you've got What's More Likely for Me, correct?
I got What's More Likely.
You've got Sneaky Good Games for people who want to make hard-earned American dollars. You said yesterday, bet the under.
I said under.
If I'm not mistaken.
I did. And
it was under.
And then I added on Twitter, Mike Williams touchdown, cash.
And then also, if you were potentially of the mindset to say the Chargers might be within a certain number of points of the Kansas City Chiefs, at least Justin Herbert found the fortitude to find the back door.
He loves going in the Arrowhead.
If I'm not mistaken, these are all facts, correct?
Facts.
But they confuse me, these
big
terms.
Facts.
These terms confuse me. Might have been around a poker table with my friends last night who were high-fiving one another.
Was Murph there?
And I'm like, I don't understand. This game is not this game. You're all Los Angeles fans. Why are you high-fiving each other and the Chargers are losing? I'm confused. And you have fantasy advice, correct, for people?
I have fantasy advice, TJ Jefferson. I'm just going to remind people, do as I say, not as
Very
I do.
Good.
Because I was terrible week one. I'm not going to lie to these
Stop
people.
Stop saying that. You're a fantasy expert.
Yeah, but I want to be honest with the people. Which is the best policy.
Not everybody can draft their team in Ashton Kutcher's barn.
I mean, that is true. There's only 10 of us. So.
By the way, write that down. Ashton Kutcher's barn might be a good fantasy team name. Okay. Very good. Okay, so we've got three guests we're very excited about that are in hour number two and three. Miles Garrett of the Browns, Dick Ebersol.
Yeah.
From Saturday night to Sunday night. Great idea for a book. Man, this guy has been there and done that. Can't wait to crack this open. It's where all books can be acquired right now. Gerald McCraney. Yes, sir. He's coming in studio. We've got a great celebrity true or false
that
for him.
Awesome.
What's More Likely? Fantasy advice, sneaky good games, and you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. When we come back, Jalen Hurts, everybody, of the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, we started Thursday, week number two of the marquee game, and it ends Monday night with a marquee game. Vikings-Eagles with Jalen Hurts when we come back. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. So we had a great game last night, and this game on Monday night. There's two games Monday night. Titans lose at home to the Giants as Brian shows his day balls with a two-point conversion. And now they've got to try to avoid the dreaded 0-2 start by going into Buffalo and taking on a Bills team that's coming off an 11-day respite after spanking the defending champs in their own home in front of the whole country on the first Thursday of the season, the Bills and the Titans. And then an hour and 15 minutes after kickoff of that one, we're going to see the Vikings and the Eagles. And you'll hear it on Westwood One. I'll be the host of the pregame and halftime of that contest. And we had Dalvin Cook yesterday. And now one of our favorites. We chatted with him when he was getting ready for the draft. And then he wound up becoming a Philadelphia Eagle. And he has been dynamite over the last year plus, in my mind. I know there's some Eagles fans that might be thinking that you need a little bit more, but he's been dynamite. He is a leader of this team, and he comes off of a terrific week one performance on that offense for the Philadelphia Eagles. A kid who sat in Alabama after losing his gig, then going to Oklahoma, and he was the second round draft choice of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is one of our favorites. Joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line in advance of taking on the Vikings is Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. How you doing, Jalen?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the intro.
Of course, the intro is all worthy. You are all worthy of that. Let me ask you, how are you a different quarterback now than on the day you were drafted into the NFL, Jalen?
Man, it's crazy, Rich. When I think about that question, I just think about the constant growth since the day my name was called to be a Philadelphia Eagle, and I've kind of had this mindset of just chasing progress since I arrived, you know, to Alabama, to be honest. And I feel like in every year I've played, every year I've gotten an opportunity to gain some experience, and I've just grown and I became more knowledgeable as a player. I became more in tune with my fundamentals and the details of the game. And I think that's the same thing that has kind of happened since I've been in the NFL. And I think the beautiful thing is there's always so much more to learn. Every game, there's always a new takeaway. There's always something else you feel like you can take steps on. So just being consistent and staying true to the process of growing and always being my biggest critic has allowed me to really just take steps consistently.
What's your biggest takeaway from the week one win in Detroit then, Jalen Hurts? What's that?
I think for us, being in the environment we're in, first game, you know, just playing cleaner as an offense. That's one thing that we've kind of challenged everyone to do, being on the same page and operating the way we want, you know what I mean? And it all starts with me. So I've challenged myself and the people around me. So we're looking forward to the opportunity on Monday night.
Do me a favor. Talk me through how you challenge those around you, Jalen Hurts, because that speaks to, obviously, leadership. And I know I spoke to you before you got drafted in the months before the draft, weeks before the draft. And I said, tell me who's somebody, what they're going to get in Jalen Hurts when they draft him. He said, you're going to get a dog. You're going to get a dog, and you're going to get somebody who wants to be a leader. So now you are that guy for Philadelphia. Walk me through, how do you challenge others there?
I think there are all different types of leaders, and everybody has their own way of leading. But I think the thing people have to realize about leadership is people lead because their peers let them lead. And I've just, you know, tried to lead by example, gain the respect of my teammates. So when I do have something to say, it's heard. We can go out there and kind of do what we need to do. You know, I think as a football team, we've preached a standard this whole entire offseason. And It's been an emphasis of declaring the standard and executing the standard, and that there only rises. It only rises. So we just want to chase that standard and chase progress, chase growth. And I just do that by being who I am in terms of leadership.
And how does Nick Sirianni feed that for you? From, I guess, wearing a T-shirt with your face on it and... right. And what else? What else?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great coach. He's very passionate about the game. He loves hard workers. He loves the ground himself. You know, he's a guy. He's so locked in on the details. He's always searching for something else to help us out as a football team. So. He loves his players. He's a great coach. He's a great, great coach.
Jalen Hurts here on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of taking on the Vikings to wrap up week number two. So we spoke moments ago about hearing your name called when you became a Philadelphia Eagle on a draft night. Where were you on draft night when you heard A.J. Brown was becoming an Eagle? Jalen Hurts, where were you?
I was on the phone with him.
You were? You were? Okay, walk me through that one a little bit more.
I was on the phone with him, and, you know, we were just making sure everything happened according to plan.
Then the plan was that he was going to become your teammate on that night.
Everything happened the way it was supposed to.
So what happened? What was the conversation like? What can you share for me from that conversation when that happened?
I keep it in-house. I just say everything happened the way it was supposed to.
Okay, and then
he's been a great addition.
I should say so.
A lot this year.
I should say so. I mean, you target him a baker's dozen times, Jalen, in week one, and boy, did you guys seem to be already, as the football phrase, on the same page. What did you do in the ensuing months leading up to the season to get there?
Yeah, I think just a grind. In the off season, we've always kind of had a similar football intellect, being friends for so long, and being on the field now, kind of having an opportunity to display the work we put in. It's been fun, and we just want to continue to build on that, and as an offense, build on it. But I think it all starts with the throwing sessions with the receivers. I'm in the off season, and. The workouts with the receivers and the tight ends and everybody, just the whole entire grind. I think that's been a testament to everything. So we just want to continue to grow in it.
So if I had to measure the chip on shoulders in Philadelphia, who's got a bigger chip, you or A.J. Brown? Jalen Hurts.
Well, we all ride together in these parts.
Mm-hmm.
We all ride together in these parts.
Well, I'm just like
we all have each other's backs.
I'm sure you do. I'm just saying for your journeys from the SEC to the current present day. Is what I'm saying.
In terms of what maybe I'm confused.
No, just in terms of like he's got something to prove. You clearly have something to prove, and I'm wondering who's got a bigger chip on their shoulder. That's what I'm saying on that front.
Look, I think it depends on who you ask. I guess.
I'm asking you.
I say me. He say him. So,
I bet. Did you ever cross paths on a Saturday? Clearly not on the, you know, not against each other, but I'm assuming you might have been around Mississippi State versus Alabama back in the day. No,
or
Mississippi.
Miss, yeah,
Ole Miss. Yeah, Ole Miss versus Alabama back in the day.
Yeah, I actually have a funny story for you.
Okay.
So we're playing Ole Miss my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
The previous year we came back, like went to Oxford, came back. I got knocked out like right before halftime. I got right back up, and then we started coming back. like 24 points, I believe, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A great game. End up coming back and winning. Next year, Ole Miss comes to Tuscaloosa. And this is like a primetime game on Saturday night. And they want their revenge. They're rolling on the offense, Ole Miss is. I mean, it's a highly anticipated game. And I'm talking to AJ all week. Now, usually I don't talk to my friends during game week. But I'm talking to AJ all week, and he's like, yeah, man, I don't think they're going to play me. I don't know if I'm going to play. I'm like, dang. Well, get better. You know, as a friend, I'm get better. you know, take care of your body, do what you got to do. Now, in the back of my mind, I know this guy. And I'm like, there's no way this guy's not going to play. So Saturday night comes, and, you know, skilled players run off on the field for pregame warm-ups from Alabama. My guys run out on the field, and I'm tossing the ball around. We're warming up. And out of the right tunnel from my view in Denny Bryant, AJ comes running out with his arms out wide, it was a scene, but he comes out running, hyped up to the music. They're playing Jay-Z, allowed me to reintroduce myself. And I think that's a funny story. So he comes out and he ends up playing in the game. I see him running out of the tunnel. I'm like, oh, well, look at this guy. He lied to me. Okay. And then I think we beat him like 60-something to 3 or something.
Yeah.
A lot to a little.
You beat the brakes off him is what you did. Yeah. Well, and now your teammates. Isn't it amazing how things work in life, Jalen Hurts? It is.
It is. I always say it. Everything always happens the way it's supposed to. That's through the joys. That's through the pains. That's through everything, you know. And, definitely excited about what we're doing. We want to build on it.
My colleague has the final score. Chris Brockman, what was the final score of that game?
Jalen, you're close. It was 66-3.
Yeah, there you go.
66-3. There it is.
66. Well, so I guess maybe he has the bigger chip. I don't know. But now here you are hooking up. So you're hearing the conversation, I'm sure. The Cowboys have Dak down for a while. You and the Eagles are 1-0. You got yourself a huge opportunity in front of you, and this is your division to win or lose. What do you say to something like that, Jalen Hurts?
I don't make it about anybody else, you know what I mean? And I think that's what I preach to my teammates. I preach it to the coaches, and I remind myself that it's all about what we do. We don't worry about external factors. We control what we can. And I think if we can just continue to control the things we can control, play the type of ball we want to play, everything will work itself out.
Okay.
We just got to control what we can.
And how much better do you think this team can get on offense? You accounted for 73% of the offense in week one against Detroit. What is the challenge against Minnesota and how much better you can get?
Well, I think they're a great football team. They have a great offense. They have great players on offense. They have great players on defense. I mean, at every position, I feel. So it'll be a big challenge for us early in the season. It'll be a big challenge. And we just, like I said, we have to prepare all week, understand our assignments, understand the techniques of everything, and go out there and play ball. But we're definitely up for a challenge.
All right, Jalen Hurts. I mandated to say this because I can't go home otherwise. My son Cooper, he's 11. You know what the name of his fantasy team is? Here it is. Here it comes.
Hurts so good?
It hurts so bad. That's what it is. It was. Yeah, you've heard the "it hurts so good." You've heard that one before, right? You've heard that one before. But his team name, hold on a minute. I'm wrong. It hurts too bad. That's what it is.
Too bad.
How about that? T-O-O bad.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
And, you know, because he's a smart kid and also may have had his dad to his right drafting, he's got Jalen Hurts. He's got Justin Jefferson. But he's got Jalen Hurts as his quarterback and A.J. Brown as the other wide receiver. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? No pressure. No pressure.
But hey, tell him I appreciate him now.
You got it. He's got your back. He's watering and fertilizing his fantasy team with you two guys.
There you go.
Jalen Hurts, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck. Look for more of my phone calls. Always enjoy chatting with you. Best of luck Monday night and throughout the season. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Rich. Always a pleasure.
Right back at you. That is Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Love talking to him. I mean, when you hear him talk, I mean, I just not only want to root for him, but I can't imagine how it's not going to work out for him in Philadelphia. And the conversation has been since he got the gig there is that, you know, he's not a long-term threat at quarterback in this league. I hear that so many times.
Like, what is it? Is it his size?
What I think it is. What it is what happened in college to him.
But I think that's proving that that was a weird outlier because Tua isn't this all-world quarterback.
Right, and he still lost his gig to him. And then he sat behind him. And then he goes to Oklahoma and doesn't win the Heisman Trophy because everybody did that for Lincoln Riley. And then he's chosen second round by the Eagles, and they overdrafted him. That's the way I'm thinking it, because you're looking at him, and his skill set is remarkable. And maybe it's the fantasy versus the reality world. He's a Pro Bowler in the fantasy world, that's for sure. He's gonna win you a fantasy league. The question is, can he win you this regular league? And he accounted for 73% of the offense for the Philadelphia Eagles in Detroit. And they now got him not just any wide receiver. They got him a Pro Bowl wide receiver who, as you just heard, he's known for a long time. And he's been tight with for a long time. A.J. Brown, he didn't just shake hands and meet for the first time. He was on the phone with him on draft night to make sure it was happening. That it was going according to what he was hearing was the plan. And the Eagles' offense has not seen a receiver like him in some time. I guess, like I said earlier this week, Alshon Jeffrey, is that the big, tall wide receiver, that the physical wide receiver? I mean, they won a Super Bowl with him. So
the Heisman thing, too, is so weird. You know who he lost the Heisman to? Oh, only the greatest college quarterback season ever in Joe Burrow, 60 touchdowns.
Here's another thing I think that the reason why there's less than, and again, I know I got a tweet from somebody who's on there locally saying, I don't watch their games. He didn't performed very well down the stretch last year, but it was the end of his first full year as a quarterback in the NFL. And not everyone, again, comes out of the box like Mahomes and Lamar and Herbert. But the Eagles have had tons of draft picks in their back pocket for the following year just in case they want to draft somebody.
Yeah.
So they've been hedging a little bit too. Well, but could you imagine if he does blossom into what we're seeing? And what I'm positing, could you imagine he does that and then you start using those draft picks to protect him and add weapons on defense as well? Ooh.
Well, we thought they were a Deshaun Watson landing spot.
Correct.
You know, because of all those picks.
Or the landing spot for another Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
Could it be Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, J.J. McCarthy when he's ready?
In your dreams.
Stetson Bennett?
In your dreams.
Stetson Bennett?
Stetson Bennett, let's go.
Let's get some Heisman love for that kid.
Garrett Schrader, shout out Q's.
All right, we'll take a look at more of the Week 2 schedule for you when we come back. Some games that I've targeted that are interesting to me. And you guys said, I have not heard this soundbite yet, Buck Showalter on social media.
Correct.
Just in case you're thinking, I guess the way that you've been telling me how Buck was talking about it.
It's great.
The fact that there's a very tight race with a lot at stake atop the NL East because either you get a week off or you don't to kick off the playoffs. Either you get to set your pitching the way you want or you don't. And you've got to play against a wild card team that's hungry, or you don't. I guess it's not getting to the skipper of the Metropolitans, that's for sure. So that's all next before Miles Garrett of the Browns and the brilliant Dick Ebersol, who's got a new book out, joins us in hour two. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial here on the program.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That's true, and your business is growing fast, and even more true when there's so much uncertainty. Inflation up, down, all over the place. Not every business is in the dark. Over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and, of course, inventory. You can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So know your numbers. Know your business. Get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to NetSuite.com/richradio right now. NetSuite.com/richradio. NetSuite.com/richradio right now. I have some interesting numbers courtesy of NFL Network Research.
All right.
Myles Garrett, who's now going to join us top of hour three. They had to switch around his meeting schedule because there's no question you got to study harder when Joe Flacco's coming your way. sorry, I shouldn't talk that
way. Come on. Joe's won a Super Bowl.
I don't know. That's just the bitter Jet fan who's, again, the only team that started the season without their starting quarterback due to injury. Obviously, others have joined. You're now in the Cooper Rush boat over there. TJ Jefferson, at any rate.
It's cool. He's 1-0.
I have the most recent 2-0 starts for the current 1-0 teams. Do you know the last time the Browns were 2-0? 1993.
With Bill Belichick.
Correct,
right?
Sir. Yeah. They started 3-0. Missed the playoffs. They finished 7-9. The Commanders this weekend, after coming back on the Jaguars after taking an early lead, the Commanders are at Detroit. If they win that game, the Commanders are 2-0 for the first time in 11 years. 2011, last time. Chargers had a 2-0 start, their first since 2012, and their sights didn't make it, obviously. The Saints, do you know the last time they won their first two games? I'm going high register, which is, you know.
Oh, I do. Was it 2009?
2013.
Oh, 2013.
The Giants going for their first 2-0 start more recently. It was that Ben McAdoo year where they wound up making the playoffs, 2016.
And then the boat picture.
The Eagles and Vikings are each, the winner of that game will have their first 2-0 start since 2016. The Dolphins haven't gone 2-0 since 2018, and the rest are far more recent. Last time the Patriots started 0-2. Christopher, you know that one?
They won the Super Bowl that year, right?
They did. But it was Super Bowl 36. It was Brady's first year.
Yeah.
2001. That's the last time they were 0-2. Last time the Packers were 0-2 was 2006. Cowboys, you know the last time they were 0-2?
I mean, I know we won a Super Bowl after being 0-2, but that's all I really remember.
Much more recent than that, 2010. Rams haven't started 0-2 since 2011. How about that? I would have guessed differently. The Titans last started 0-2 in 2012. So I think you're going to see the Titans and the Cowboys all at 0-2 and the Patriots for sure.
For
sure? I have a feeling that's a for sure.
You know, they're favored in that game.
I don't understand that. I think it's just maybe that Belichick's going against Trubisky and people think that's an outlier and TJ Watt is hurt.
Yeah, no TJ Watt. Najee Harris a little banged up.
I get it.
Mac Jones back at practice today.
I get it. It's still the Steelers opening up a home schedule after looking like that on defense.
Yeah, home field doesn't mean much in the NFL, really.
Well, I don't know. Don't discount the Acrisure factor. We've not seen it yet. Maybe they don't ever lose with Acrisure. Maybe they're that sure with Acrisure. Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter's a delight. I love this guy. He's great. You're a Metropolitan. I told you when the Mets hired him, look out. It's going to be different.
You did.
And they may win the division. They're having a terrific year. The Braves are right on their heels. Ozzie Albies just got activated.
Yes, baby.
Okay, so it's going to be an interesting final couple weeks. And if Buck's going to start getting tight, Because remember, he's a Yankee manager. He was talking about how tight he was. Too tight.
Well, this is,
I don't know. Why did this come up?
I know Brockman was the one who brought it to my attention.
Somebody talked to him about stuff?
You know, I heard it on a podcast yesterday.
Social media?
They played the clip, and I was like, I got to find the full clip of
this. Okay, here we go. This is Buck Showalter talking about social media. Hit it.
Somebody actually said to me the other day, hey, did you read the thing on Twitter or something? I think when I'm done, maybe I'm going to join that. Should I? Why? Why should I? It will enhance my life and I'll enjoy my life more?
People need to hear what you want to say.
No, they don't. What's TikTok? What's the difference between, seriously, we can talk about this off somewhere. What's the difference between TikTok and Twitter and FaceTime and all the other things? See, y'all are all rolling your eyes. What is the difference between TikTok and Twitter?
TikTok is a dance.
TikTok's a video.
Dancing.
Okay.
So you should join TikTok.
Buck don't dance.
No.
Last time I danced at my daughter's wedding with her.
That's my skipper right there,
dude.
Man. That's
Buck
my skipper.
Don't dance.
How's that not a t-shirt?
Well, Buck just last
Buck
night,
dance.
I think. It'll
Buck
probably happen.
I think it was from 2 nights ago.
Two nights ago?
Yeah. Buck don't dance.
Buck don't dance. He danced at his daughter's wedding with her.
Of course.
That's it. That was it.
That's reasonable.
Buck don't dance.
Tweeter.
I understand.
That's even out. Belichick calling Facebook FaceTime.
Yeah, he thinks Facebook is FaceTime.
Well, I don't know. I think he knows the difference. He's just having some fun there. Belichick different. He called it Snap Face once, right?
Snap Face.
See, I thought that was something he made up.
No,
come on. That's way too like
Snap Face.
That seems like something that you knew when you played
better
with the words.
Put out a poll question. What would you rather get on Snap Face
or Twitter?
Or Twitter.
Then pull up a poll
Twitter
question.
And FaceTime.
What's better, Above the Rim or Hoosiers?
Stop it. You're going to get destroyed in that.
Yeah.
Well, with this particular fan base, yes, sure.
We will. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, people who are Above the Rim fans may not be answering our Twitter polls. Let's just say that.
I don't know.
Let's say that.
Okay.
Hey, we're all fans.
Put it on the Twitter. Put it on the Twitter.
Buck don't dance.
Fantastic.
Buck don't dance.
You were right, though. Everything you told me about him before the season,
it's come
to fruition, man.
I love this guy. And I'm so happy for you, man.
Team is just a team right now.
I love it.
Snap face.
You know what happened last year. Rich thumbs down. We're fighting over some rodents and squirrels in the dugout.
By the way, I had a FaceTime Xander this morning.
Uh-oh.
On the way to work, I had to FaceTime him because he wants to go to the movies later on tonight.
Okay.
Super Pets.
I saw that.
You saw that, but you tapped out of Hoosiers?
What?
Yeah, that's a little... No, that's strange.
Okay, but anyway, he wants to see it.
It was her choice.
He wants to see it. He wants to see it. It's great. We're going to go, but he wants to secure the fact that we're definitely going.
He wants a commitment.
So he told me where it was. Uh-huh. He got on this morning, instead of getting completely ready for school, he got on to find out where it was, what time it was, and saw that there were totally empty theater seats were available. Mm-hmm. And can I give him my credit card information to buy them?
To secure the seats.
Slippery slope.
And he said he would delete it. He would delete the information after receiving
it. Oh, I'm sure.
Because what he says to me.
Wow.
So I pulled off to the side of the road to FaceTime him so he could see my face.
To tell him,
get ready for school.
Uh-huh.
Do what you need to do. We'll talk about this later. And you are, look at me in the eyes, you are never getting my credit card information. Never. I'd rather hold it up on a sign on the side of the road than give it to him.
All right, three kids, Rich.
Never.
Which one would you trust the most with the CC info?
Oh, we're
zero.
One at a time.
None.
One at a time.
None.
Hour two coming up.